JP Morgan data leader joins CVS board as pharmacy chain accelerates healthcare technology overhaul. CVS Health has added a JP Morgan data and technology executive to its board of directors, a move that places artificial intelligence capability at the center of the company's governance structure at a moment when the entire managed care sector is repricing around data assets. The appointment signals that CVS views AI not as a technology initiative, but as a competitive moat requiring board-level accountability. Details of the appointment were reported by Healthcare Dive in 2026. The incoming director brings data and analytics experience from JP Morgan, one of the most data-intensive financial institutions in the world. The specific terms of compensation, equity grants, or committee assignments were not disclosed in the available source material. The executive joins a CVS board that has been navigating one of the most turbulent stretches in the company's post-Aetna merger history, including leadership transitions and margin pressure across its pharmacy benefits and insurance segments. A board addition from financial services data infrastructure rather than clinical medicine or traditional insurance is a deliberate signal. CVS is not recruiting for healthcare expertise it already has. It is recruiting for the capacity to evaluate, challenge, and scale AI systems that sit underneath claims processing, member engagement, care management, and provider contracting. The message to institutional investors: CVS intends to compete on data architecture, and it wants a director who has seen that competition play out at scale inside JP Morgan's consumer and commercial banking operations. For the roughly 330 million Americans who interact with CVS through its pharmacy network, MinuteClinic footprint, Aetna insurance products, or CVS Caremark pharmacy benefit management, the governance change may appear remote. For institutional capital, it is a tell. When a company this size changes who sits in the boardroom, it changes what questions get asked, what capital gets allocated, and what risks get surfaced. CVS is betting that AI-driven operational efficiency and member analytics can rebuild the margin profile that has compressed since its $69 billion acquisition of Aetna closed in 2018. The JP Morgan playbook and what CVS is actually buying JP Morgan's internal data operations are not a public company, but their scale is documented. JP Morgan Chase processes tens of millions of transactions daily and has spent years building proprietary data infrastructure for fraud detection, credit underwriting, and customer lifetime value modeling. A senior data executive from that environment carries pattern recognition that is directly applicable to healthcare claims adjudication, prior authorization processing, and actuarial modeling. CVS processes hundreds of millions of pharmacy transactions annually through CVS Caremark, the third largest pharmacy benefit manager in the United States by covered lives. Aetna serves approximately 25 million medical members as of the most recent public filings. The data exhaust from those two businesses, combined with the clinical data flowing through CVS Health's Oak Street Health primary care acquisition, which closed in 2023 at approximately $10.6 billion, creates one of the largest longitudinal health datasets outside of Medicare and Medicaid administrative systems. What this board appointment acknowledges is that CVS has the data. The question the new director will help answer is whether CVS can build the AI layer that converts that data into pricing power, cost avoidance, and member retention. Governance as strategy. Why board composition predicts capital allocation, private equity, has understood for years that board composition drives outcome. When KKR, Blackstone, or Apollo take a controlling stake, the first action is board reconstitution. Directors with operating expertise in cost reduction, procurement, or technology integration signal where the sponsor intends to create value. Public company boards are slower to move, but the logic is identical. CVS joining a JP Morgan data executive to its board is functionally a capital allocation signal. It tells the market that CVS management expects to face board-level scrutiny on AI investment returns. Directors do not get recruited for passive oversight. They get recruited because the CEO wants someone in the room who can distinguish between AI spending that builds defensible infrastructure and AI spending that is vendor-led expense with no measurable return. This matters for institutional shareholders evaluating CVS at current valuations. As of early 2026, CVS has traded at a material discount to United Health Group on a price-to-earnings basis, a gap that reflects investor skepticism about CVS's ability to execute across its pharmacy, insurance, and care delivery segments simultaneously. A governance change that sharpens AI accountability does not close that gap immediately. It removes one source of investor doubt over a 12 to 24-month horizon. CVS acquired Oak Street Health in 2023 for approximately $10.6 billion, adding a primary care network designed to generate the longitudinal patient data that AI models require. The J.P. Morgan board appointment is the governance complement to that capital deployment. The managed care AI race. CVS is not moving first. United Health Group has operated Optum, its data and analytics subsidiary, since 2011. Optum now generates revenues that, if separated, would rank among the largest standalone healthcare companies in the world. Cigna's Evernorth subsidiary performs a structurally similar function. CVS built its data and analytics ambitions later, and through acquisition rather than organic development. That sequencing matters for investors. CVS is not setting the pace of healthcare AI competition. It is responding to it. The board addition of a J.P. Morgan data executive is a credible response, but it is a response. The company's AI infrastructure is at an earlier stage of commercial validation than Optum's, which has spent more than a decade embedding predictive analytics into provider contracting, care management, and fraud detection. The board appointment also arrives during a period of leadership change at CVS. The departure of former executives and the transition period that followed created a window of strategic uncertainty that this appointment, alongside other governance moves, is designed to close. A director with credibility in data infrastructure gives incoming and current leadership a stronger hand when presenting AI investment cases to shareholders. Investment positioning. The data asset discount is a mispricing. CVS's stock has underperformed the managed care sector index over multiple periods, reflecting concerns about Aetna's medical loss ratio, pharmacy benefit manager regulatory pressure, and the execution complexity of operating a vertically integrated health system. Those concerns are legitimate. The market has priced them in. What the market has not fully priced is the optionality embedded in CVS's data assets if AI monetization reaches operational scale. The combination of Aetna claims data, CVS Caremark pharmacy data, and Oak Street Health clinical data creates a training and inference environment that would cost billions to replicate from scratch. No competitor without a comparable dataset can simply purchase their way into this position. For private equity and long-duration institutional capital, the framework is straightforward. CVS is trading as an execution risk story. If AI governance credibility, demonstrated through appointments like this one, begins to validate that CVS can convert its data assets into measurable cost and revenue outcomes, the re-rating potential is substantial relative to current multiples. The downside is a company that continues to trade at a discount to intrinsic value. The upside is a re-rating toward United Health comparable multiples as AI execution becomes visible in segment margins. The Placamium view the market is reading this board appointment as a technology governance story. Placamium reads it as a monetization trigger announcement. CVS has spent approximately $80 billion in acquisition capital over the past 7 years, building a vertically integrated health system. The Aetna deal, the Caremark integration, the Oak Street acquisition, each of these was individually defensible but collectively created a company so complex that investors have consistently applied a conglomerate discount rather than a sum of parts premium. The J.P. Morgan Data executive appointment is the first visible signal that CVS is shifting from acquisition mode to monetization mode. AI is the mechanism. Board accountability is the governance architecture that makes monetization credible to external capital. Our thesis: CVS will pursue at least one significant AI-driven joint venture or data licensing arrangement within 24 months, using its combined data set as the asset and its board-level AI credibility as the negotiating foundation. The analog is what J.P. Morgan itself did with its payments and data infrastructure, converting internal capability into external revenue. CVS has the data set to replicate that model in healthcare. The board appointment is the first institutional commitment to that trajectory. Investors who wait for proof in the income statement will buy this story at a higher price. The governance signal is visible now. The bottom line: CVS adding a J.P. Morgan Data executive to its board is a deliberate, strategic move that reframes the company's AI ambitions as a governance priority rather than a technology project. At a moment when managed care valuations increasingly reflect data and analytics capability, CVS is building the board infrastructure to hold management accountable for converting one of the largest health datasets in the private sector into measurable financial returns. The appointment does not solve CVS's near-term margin challenges in Aetna's medical segment or resolve pharmacy benefit manager regulatory headwinds. What it does is establish, for the first time at the board level, that AI monetization is a core performance obligation. Investors who treat this as a footnote governance update are underweighting its forward capital allocation implications.